God confronted me. He showed me that I had a sinful record before God. He showed me that my mind and my heart and everything about me was filthy, was wicked, was evil, was depraved, was destitute. There was nothing good about me. He showed me that I had no merit in and of myself to save myself. I wasn't good. And more importantly, he showed me that for 18 years of my life, I had sinned against him. The same God that gave me life. For 18 years, I did nothing but shake my fist in his face. I was humbled and I was crushed. Every defense I had ever known was stripped away. And I gave up on trying to save myself. And on my face, I cried out to God, God, don't leave me. God, save me. God, forgive me. God, help me. God, change me. And he did. And I repented from that self-righteous garbage. And I turned from being my own God, from being my own idol. I turned from all that to the God of the scriptures, the one true God. And I can't take any credit for it. I can't get any glory for it. It was all by God's grace. It was all by his doing. To God alone be the glory. To him only. And the thing about Christ dying on the cross, it's not just that some Romans whipped a man and put a crown of thorns on his head. It's that at that cross, Christ took the cup of God's wrath. And he drank that cup drop by drop. And when the cup was turned over, nothing was left. And Christ said, it is finished. It is finished. And the thing is, Christ didn't deserve that wrath. He was sinless, and he was perfect in word, thought, and deed. He didn't deserve it, but I deserved it. And he took my wrath, he took my punishment for me. And not only did he take my sin, but now when God looks down at me, that girl that used to be so suicidal and so arrogant and so self-righteous, when he looks at that kid, he sees the perfect righteousness of his son. He sees the perfection of his son when he looks at me. And not only that, at that cross, Christ purchased for me and you nature. He didn't use gold and he didn't use silver. He purchased a new nature for me with his own precious blood. Ezekiel 36:26 says that God took my heart of stone and he gave me a heart of flesh. He gave me new desires. The sin I used to laugh at, the sin I used to enjoy, the sin I used to roll around and I hate. And I do stumble, but my attitude towards those things is completely different. My attitude towards God is completely different. He took a soul that was dead and destitute, that was helpless and sinful, and he breathed life into that soul. I used to be a child of the devil. I used to be a child of wrath. And now, by the grace of God, I'm a child of God. I'm clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And that is exactly what being born again means. That is exactly what being a Christian is all about. This isn't even about just avoiding hell. This is about knowing that when I die, I get to spend eternity knowing and being in the presence of my Savior. I get to spend eternity at his feet, thanking him and worshiping him for everything he's done. But more importantly, for everything that he is. That's what I get to spend eternity doing. And going to church, reading your Bible, send 10 Our Fathers before you go to bed, abstaining from drinking and having a clean mouth, all these things will not save you. I spent 18 years of my life as a self-righteous Pharisee. I deceived myself into thinking that I was good. I deceived myself into thinking that I was a Christian. But Christianity is nothing short of a supernatural work of God. Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. And do not be deceived. Do not think for a single moment that drug addicts, prostitutes, and people that go to AA are the only ones that need a savior. Do not get me wrong, those people desperately need Christ. But so do the arrogant, the prideful, and the self-righteous. Do not be deceived. We get to Matthew 7, and there's men and women standing before God on Judgment Day. And they say, God, I said there was a God. God, I said Jesus was Lord. I went to church. I called myself a Christian. I did all these things in your name. And what is God going to say to those people? He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. So I ask you a question today. Does he know you? Does he know you? Or are you just faking it with your little spirituality and with your morality and with your sense of religion? Let me tell you from experience, you can fool a lot of people. I did for 18 years of my life. You can even fool yourself. Again, I did for 18 years of my life. But God will not be fooled, and God will not be mocked. Do not think for a moment that you can pull a fast one on God. That you could bribe God with your little deeds. God's standard is nothing short of perfection. And if you're not in Christ, you don't meet that standard. If you're not in Christ, you can give all your money to charity. You can do all these things. You can do all these deeds. You can be in the church 24/7, but it doesn't matter. You have to be in Christ to meet God's standard. But thanks be to God that we serve a God who shows mercy and shows grace. I serve a God who is mighty to save. He saves people, and he saved me.